Hello, welcome to Health Chat. I'm Lina Ahmoudou. The emergence in Britain and South Africa of two new variants of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, has prompted widespread concern. The variant B117 emerged in England in September and has been identified in many countries, including the United States, South Korea, and France. COVID variant 501V2 was detected in South Africa late last year and is also being seen in other countries. The COVID variants appear to be more infectious, making them harder to control. But scientists say the new vaccines against them should still work. VOA's Steve Barragona has more.
The streets of London have gone quiet again. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson put the nation under lockdown after a new variant of the coronavirus emerged.
It's clear that we need to do more together to bring this new variant under control.
In South Africa, another strain has doctors worried, says University of KwaZulu-Natal epidemiologist Tulio de Oliveira.
It has been dominating almost every infection that we have in the coastal area. This is from Eastern Cape all the way to Cape Town.
The UK strain has spread to at least 39 other countries. The South African variant has turned up in another 9. Both seem to be driving their country's surges in infections. But scientists cannot say for sure yet, says Johns Hopkins University immunologist Andrew Pekosh.
That really needs to be investigated in other countries to see, you know, is this just something that happened in England for a confluence of other reasons? Or is this something that is really specifically associated with this virus? And if it is, then we should be seeing that in other countries.
Okay. The variants do not appear to make people any sicker, but the increase in cases will likely mean more hospitalizations and more deaths, Pekosh says.
If you simply have a virus that can infect more people, then the total number of people go up and all those other parameters go up as well, too.
The new mutated viruses have appeared just as vaccines to fight the pandemic begin to arrive. But the vaccines should still work, says the British government's chief scientific advisor, Patrick Vallance.
When a vaccine is given, you don't just make one antibody against one bit. You make lots of antibodies against lots of different bits. And so it's unlikely that all of that would be escaped by any mutation.
Tests are underway to make sure. Viruses mutate all the time, and the vaccines eventually will need to be updated. But that's easier than ever, Pekosh says.
Particularly these mRNA vaccines have the potential to really quickly be updated to whatever is circulating.
Both the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines are this type. If the new strains take over, these vaccines may allow for quick adaptation to an ever-changing virus. Steve Barragona, VOA News.
Experts say a second, more serious wave of COVID-19 in South Africa is being driven in part by the new variant of the virus. Infections and deaths are spiking in the country that's so far been the worst affected by the pandemic in Africa. There have been more than 920,000 cases of coronavirus, with almost 25,000 deaths in South Africa. VOA's Darren Taylor has more.
South African genomic scientists are calling the new COVID-19 variant 501.V2. They've been analyzing coronavirus genetic samples from different parts of the country since the start of the pandemic. In the past few weeks, the samples have been dominated by a new lineage, as the scientists call it. South African Medical Association chairperson Dr. Anjali Kutsia says she expected South Africa's second wave of COVID-19 to be much like its first, but it's not.
We, as doctors, has already noticed that the last 2 weeks, the presentation of patients to the surgeries and in hospitals are different. And we were wondering about this, as it is not what we expected.
She says the surge of cases is putting immense pressure on hospitals around the country.
It seems as if your antibodies have difficulties in curbing this new different type. And this is like the black sheep of the family. You know the others, you know how they behave. You can fairly say, okay, this will do the following. But this black sheep, it's got different clothes that he's wearing. So it puts
Kutsia says doctors have noticed one major difference with regard to COVID-501.V2.
Where in the past, the younger people was not really that sick, we are now seeing that people, especially overweight people, round about the age between 20 and 30, are also now in ICU with severe inflammation from this virus.
The chair of South Africa's COVID-19 Advisory Committee, Professor Salim Abdul Karim, says the variation makes the virus slightly more transmissible.
We have always been seeing these lineages, and we know we've had quite a large diversity. And three or four of these lineages account for about a third to around 40% of all our viruses in South Africa. So we've used to the idea of high variability and different viruses spreading at the same time.
Professor Richard Lessels of the KwaZulu-Natal Research Innovation and Sequencing Platform in Durban is one of the scientists who identified the new variation.
It's highly unlikely that it would have any different clinical symptoms. There's no reason to believe that, and that wouldn't fit with our understanding. But one of our concerns is, could there be a difference in the progression of the disease, the more aggressive disease course?
Karim shares this concern.
It's still very early, but at this stage, the preliminary data suggests that the virus that's now dominating in the second wave is spreading faster than the first wave. It's not clear if the second wave has more or less deaths. In other words, the severity is still unclear.
Lessel says that lack of clarity is likely to persist for a while.
As we go into the second wave and we see this rapid rise in cases, clinicians are again faced with seeing a lot of patients in the hospitals and a lot of patients who are very sick. And so getting a sense of whether they're seeing a different disease course is challenging, and it needs us to look at the data very carefully and tease out some of
the... At the same time, a new variant of the virus is spreading in South Africa. A different COVID-19 mutation is circulating in Britain. That variant appears to spread more easily than other versions, although it's not yet clear if that makes it more dangerous to those it infects. The new turn in the pandemic in South Africa is causing anxiety that the vaccines to be rolled out in the country in the near future won't be effective against COVID variant 501.V2. Scientists are convinced they'll work, but can't say for sure yet. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.
South Africa's new COVID-19 variant is raising alarm globally. How dangerous is the strain, and will vaccines work against it? Here is Rosanna Philpott from Reuters.
South Africa's COVID-19 variant is highly contagious, spreading rapidly and raising growing alarm globally.
This new variant is highly concerning because it is yet more transmissible, and it appears to have mutated further than the new variant that's been discovered in the UK.
The one from the Republic of South Africa is a little bit more complicated.
This is a very dangerous time in the course of the pandemic.
I'm not happy with the speed you...
Where did it come from? How dangerous is it? And will vaccines work against it? The mutation, referred to as 501.V2, was discovered by a network of scientists around South Africa. First in Nelson Mandela Bay on the east coast, then spreading rapidly to the south and southeast of the country. Up to 90% of new cases are carrying the mutant variant, according to health authorities, driving a surge in infections that threatens to overwhelm South Africa's healthcare system.
Our wards are full. It's a very painful situation because a person in casualty, for you to get a bed, someone must die.
While hundreds of COVID-19 variations have been identified worldwide, this one appears to spread faster. It's similar to the UK variant in that it shares a common mutation of the spike protein, which the virus uses to infect cells. However, they are different variants. The World Health Organization says they originated separately. And this one in South Africa appears to have a number of additional mutations.
The one from the Republic of South Africa is a little bit more complicated because it overlaps a bit with the mutation in the UK, but it is a little bit more complicated because some of those mutations might have a negative impact on the efficacy of some of the monoclonal antibodies that are used. So we're looking into that very carefully.
Pfizer and BioNTech's vaccine appears to work against both variants, according to early lab tests. But the findings are limited, and authorities say it's too early to tell at this stage if the inoculations will be effective. Scientists are sure that the vaccines can be modified if needed in as little as 6 weeks.
Now to Nigeria, where researchers are conducting genetic sequencing to understand the country's COVID-19 variant. Here is VOA's Carol Gunsberg.
Nigerian scientists have spent the holiday season in laboratories doing genetic testing to learn more about the country's COVID-19 variant. As of Friday, the West African country had almost 96,000 reported COVID cases and more than 1,300 deaths, according to the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Virologist Sunday Omilabu says the information he gathers about the variant will help battle COVID in Nigeria, whose 196 million people make it Africa's most populous country.
The variant discovered in the UK and South Africa, they are distantly different from the variants discovered in Nigeria presently. But like I said, we don't have much information on the sequencing because we're not sequencing as much as we're supposed to do.
Nigeria is seeing more COVID-19 infections, but it's not clear whether that's because of the variant. Professor Omilabu says the variant has a higher transmission rate than what had been recorded earlier.
Now we can see that in the group, we've recorded about five at a time. In the family, all the family coming down at a time. In a group of six, five coming down. So that shows us that something is happening. There is a surge. So we are recording that. But we are yet to sequence any of those isolates.
As researchers try to learn more about the variant, Nigerians should remain vigilant to avoid spreading the virus.
People still go to a party, they still go to the club, and without putting on face masks. And you see, we talk of social distancing. People are not respecting that.
With COVID-19 variants emerging in Nigeria and South Africa, the World Health Organization said Africa needs to do more genetic sequencing, such as what Omilabu is doing.
We need to be monitoring the virus. We need to sequence. If we sequence, then we have more information about what is in circulation. And then, of course, we need to continue with surveillance. We need to monitor how active the virus is in the environment. Where we know we stumbled on an area and we notice that this is the level of the activity of the virus there. So the public health experts, they have what to do. Then they can move in. Then government must support all this.
COVID-19 infections are rising in 47 African countries, approaching the peak level experienced in July during the first wave to hit the continent. The WHO says that in December, 10 countries reported their highest numbers of new cases: Algeria, Botswana, Burkina Faso, Congo, Ethiopia, Kenya, Namibia, Nigeria, South Africa, and Uganda. Their combined caseloads accounted for 90% of all COVID infections in Africa.
It is time for a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Join Issues in the News moderator Michael Williams and a panel of prominent Washington journalists as they deliberate the latest top stories of the week, including Democrats' rush to remove President Trump from office before his term ends. Listen to Issues in the News this Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London.
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour. Whoa. Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews. Ooh. Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA. or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world. Ah. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on The Voice of America.
Welcome back to Health Chat. If you are just joining us tonight, we take a look at the COVID-19 variants. Malawi has introduced a mandatory quarantine on returnees from South Africa to control cases of COVID-19. Thousands of Malawians have returned from South Africa in recent weeks, and officials fear they may bring the new, more contagious form of the coronavirus. Lamek Masina reports from Blantyre.
Malawi has seen a rapid increase of COVID-19 cases since the mid of December. The Public Health Institute of Malawi reports confirmed cases jumped from 116 on December 18 to 946 on January 5. Health authorities say they believe the rise is largely driven by Malawians who traveled to South Africa to look for work and escape poverty triggered by the pandemic. According to Malawi's Immigration Department, about 16,000 Malawians have returned from South Africa since the start of the pandemic, with others expected to return soon. Kumbize Kadodo Chiponda is the Minister of Health.
40% of our cases has come from especially our returnees from South Africa and indeed our deportees. So we have no option but to put this mandatory institutionalized quarantine.
The new policy announced Tuesday says returnees will be taken to a quarantine facility for coronavirus testing. Those found to have the virus will not be allowed to return home until they test negative. John Puga is the chairperson of the Presidential Task Force on COVID-19. He says the measure will help contain the more deadly new strain of the coronavirus known as 501.V2, which has hit South Africa.
For the past 2 weeks, the number of cases had doubled almost twice. We were 210. We should have doubled to 400. We have now doubled again to over 800 active cases. So the rate at which this is rising is pointing towards that.
Puka notes that more young people are getting infected compared to the first wave of the pandemic.
In the current wave, amongst those that we have lost to death, three are less than 30 years. As we speak, we have two children that are admitted, for example, at Queen's. And then last week, we also discharged one child 6 months old. So there are indications that we may have this variant.
This is not the first time Malawi has put returnees in quarantine. In May last year, more than 400 Malawian migrant workers who returned from South Africa escaped from a coronavirus screening camp at Kamuzu Stadium in the economic capital, Blantyre. This came 2 days after 8 people who tested positive for coronavirus escaped from Gamesa Isolation Center in Blantyre. This time, Health Minister Kandodo Chiponda says there will be very tight security in the quarantine facilities. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre.
When will Africa get the coveted COVID vaccine? In South Africa, the continent's epicenter, the health minister says health workers and vulnerable population will go first, and the rest of the population should get them by the end of 2021. Elsewhere on the continent, health officials say people may have to wait a while. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
A ray of hope for the Rainbow Nation, which over a 24-hour period saw a massive spike in confirmed COVID-19 cases. The vaccine is coming this month. On Thursday, Health Minister William Kize announced that South Africa will receive 1 million vaccine doses by the end of January and another 500,000 in February, both from the Serum Institute of India. The first doses, he says, will go to health workers. Mkhize acknowledged that South Africa's vaccine acquisition was delayed because the nation was unable to pay for vaccines that were still in development, a tactic used by wealthier nations. But he vowed it will catch up. South Africa's limited budget also led officials to choose the cheapest vaccine option, offered by AstraZeneca.
We will be making sure that we bring the vaccines as quickly as possible
into South Africa. By the time we start the vaccination program, we won't be very far different from many countries. We would actually be all in line with most of the countries. So we would like to assure the public that, in fact, we are all on course insofar as this matter is concerned.
That heartening news came after the country, which is Africa's viral hotspot, reported what Nkize described as a grim milestone, surpassing 20,000 new cases in a 24-hour period. And he says the situation gets worse from there, as the nation enters a second wave that features a new variant of the virus that appears to be spreading much, much faster.
The deaths are already higher than what we ever experienced before. The admissions are already higher than what we experienced before. The new cases on a seven-day average are also already higher than what we experienced before.
South Africa has now seen more than 1.1 million cases since the virus first arrived in March. The National Institute for Communicable Diseases says that 31,368 people have died in South Africa. Once South Africa's health workers are vaccinated, a second round of vaccinations will target 17 million people, including essential workers, teachers, the elderly, and those with other health conditions that put them at higher risk. In the end, Mkhize said, the nation hopes to vaccinate about 40 million people within the year, about 67% of the population. That figure is close to what health experts say is the threshold for herd immunity. How about the rest of the continent? Dr. Kate O'Brien is a WHO's Director of Immunization, Vaccines and Biologicals. She described the process by which 92 of the world's poorest nations can get access to the vaccine through the COVAX facility, a global initiative of 192 countries that is trying to ensure equitable access.
For countries that can afford it, they're paying for the vaccines that are coming through the COVAX facility. For countries, 92 countries that are less able to actually purchase these vaccines on their own, from their own domestic funds, there are donor funds that have been provided. We need about $7 billion in order to deliver enough vaccine to these countries through the end of 2021. And the facility has already raised about $6 billion of the $7 billion. So the facility has access to over 2 billion doses of vaccine. And we will start to deliver those vaccines probably by the end of January. And if not, then certainly by early February and mid-February. So that's how countries in Africa and South Asia and other countries around the world, of these 92 that are less able to afford vaccines, are actually going to get vaccine. And laying them out and rolling them out at the same time that high-income countries are rolling out their vaccines.
Dr. O'Brien emphasized that people with HIV, South Africa carries the world's highest burden of that virus, should be vaccinated. But pregnant and breastfeeding women should discuss the vaccine with healthcare providers before a decision. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
It is time for a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you the biggest stories of the day. Our global correspondents report the news objectively and comprehensively, keeping you informed about important world events. International Edition provides analysis from the most seasoned experts around the world to put the day's events into context to better understand what's happening and how it may affect you. Listen to International Edition Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 Universal Time on the Voice of America or your local affiliate. You can also listen to the show on demand by visiting the program page at voanews.com or by subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts. VOA's International Edition, your go-to source for accurate, comprehensive, and objective news.
More than two-thirds of the 15 million coronavirus vaccines shipped within the United States have so far gone unused. As VOA's Mariama Diallo reports, some states are vowing to penalize hospitals that fail to dispense shots quickly enough.
The rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine has been slower than expected, so now some states are stepping in to speed things up. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says hospitals must administer vaccines within a week of receiving them.
Any provider who does not use
The vaccine could be fined up to $100,000. Going forward, they have to use the allocation within 7 days. Otherwise, they can be removed from future distribution.
Andrew Cuomo said hospitals have been receiving vaccines over the past 3 weeks as part of a program prioritizing frontline medical workers, but they have only administered 46% of the first dose of their allocated vaccines. Hospitalizations in New York doubled since early December to more than 8,200, and the number of new cases has jumped 27% in the last week to more than 13,600 a day. Meanwhile, in Florida, there were long lines of people waiting to receive the coronavirus vaccine. People 65 and older and frontline healthcare workers are the priority groups to receive the vaccine. Florida's governor announced the state will allocate doses to hospitals that dispense them most quickly. In California, the worst hit state in the U.S., Governor Gavin Newsom sounded the alarm.
Back to the last 14 days, close to 4,000 Californians have lost their lives. This is a deadly disease. This is a deadly pandemic. It remains more deadly today at any point in the history of this pandemic.
Newsom said California is also working to speed up vaccine distribution.
And you're going to start seeing the more rapid distribution of this vaccine. I can assure you that. Now, that said, it's gone too slowly, I know, for many of us.
As the number of coronavirus cases surpasses 20.8 million cases on Tuesday, according to Johns Hopkins University, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that nearly 4.6 million shots have so far been dispensed in the U.S. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
The highly infectious coronavirus variant originally discovered in Britain has been detected in California, where many hospitals are overwhelmed by COVID-19 patients. The discovery follows documentation of the first known U.S. case of the new strain in Colorado. More from VOA correspondent Mariama Diallo.
California Governor Gavin Newsom made an unsettling announcement Wednesday during an online conversation with Dr. Anthony Fauci, America's top infectious disease expert.
We were informed that this new variant, this new strain that we've identified, obviously from the United Kingdom, some other parts of the globe, identified in Colorado yesterday, has been identified here in the state of California, in Southern California.
Fauci said he wasn't surprised.
I don't think that the Californians should feel that this is something odd. This is something that's expected.
The discovery in California comes as the state is consumed by a growing pandemic crisis, including record deaths. Hospitals are scrambling to handle a crush of desperately ill patients, and the infection rate could soar further in coming weeks. Fauci shared what he knows about the new strain.
It's able to bind to the receptors on cells better, and therefore is transmitted better. There's no indication at all that it increases the virulence. And by virulence, I mean the ability to make you sick or kill you. It doesn't seem to make it more strong in that regard. In addition, it doesn't seem to evade the protection that's afforded by the antibodies that are induced by vaccines.
A day earlier, the first known U.S. case was reported in Colorado, contracted by a man in his 20s who lives in a mostly rural area. A second case is also suspected, health officials said.
Both of these cases are Colorado National Guard personnel who were deployed to support staffing at the Good Samaritan Society nursing home in Simla, Colorado. Neither of these cases has traveled internationally in the weeks prior to their illness.
Colorado officials say the infected patient has mild symptoms and is currently isolated. Meanwhile, the number of COVID-19 confirmed cases in the U.S. has exceeded 19.7 million, while more than 343,000 deaths are blamed on the virus. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
That's all for this edition of Health Chat. For the latest news and coverage on the coronavirus pandemic, visit voanews.com. Check us out at facebook.com/VOAHealthChat and let's keep the conversation going. Thank you all for joining us and special thanks to all our affiliate stations throughout Africa for carrying Health Chat. I'm your host, Linong Mudu in Washington, with producer Dan Brown. Until next time, take care, stay safe, and wash your hands more frequently and strive to make every day a healthy day.
This is VOA.